You're listening to The Bob Dukoe Show here on WMUZ in Detroit, as well as our affiliates around the country. We're going to talk now about some of the things that tend to turn non-Christians off about Christians, but also, dare I say, turns Christians off about Christians. How many of you know someone who is judgmental, or as I like to call it, selective judgmentalism? I've talked about this many times, where kind of a legalistic approach, as so many Christians tend to take, but it's selective legalism, right? Whatever I struggle with, well, hey, I expect you to understand grace. But if I don't struggle with it and you do, whoo, you call yourself a Christian. We play that game all the time. But there is a certain Christian legalism that many of us get caught up into as well, and a hypocrisy that comes from this. Lynn Suzek knows this all too well. Lynn is author of the book First Wash the Inside, Escaping Hypocrisy, A Guidebook to Freedom in Christ. And it deals with a lot of issues surrounding legalism and how we as Christians tend to view this. And this is actually something she struggled with for a long time and had a transformation. She's also got an amazing personal testimony story. We've talked with her. I'd known Lynn for years. We're friends. And she was rendered a quadriplegic in an accident a long time ago. And, of course, just trusted in the Lord through this whole process. But this book of hers, First Wash, The Inside, is out. It's available. It's from Zulon Press. And Lynn Suzek joins me in studio now. Lynn, great to see you. How you been?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Been a while since. Well, when did we go out to dinner, me and Janine and you and Mark?
That was a while ago, right? Yeah.
Well, we're probably getting due again. Now, I notice your book, of course, the foreword is written by some Yahoo, Bob Dukoe, who this guy is.
But, well, the king of controversy, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot, right? Well, actually, I mean, your book, let's face it, is considered a controversial book.
That's right.
I mean, it is, because a lot of Christians don't want to hear some of the things that you have to say. And so first, let's deal with your own personal transformation in this.
Okay.
Because we've talked about this before, that you're like, I used to be one of those legalistic hypocrites.
Yes.
And so explain how you were and then what happened.
Well, it starts off, you know, I became a Christian at 10 years old. Actually, we were in a denomination that was religious, non-born again. And without that, all you have is religion. So when my parents became born again, I was 10 years old. I went for it. It was exciting. It was something, you know, I just went right along with it. And it was new and it meant something. But what happened is we actually became charismatic. It was during the charismatic renewal. And that was real to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it gave me a new communication with God. It actually, you know, flowing in the gifts of the Spirit is just, you know, the most exciting thing you can do. And what happened is that was the right path, and we needed to find a place where we could flow in those gifts. And really, there were no churches around that were doing that. If you remember in the 75, I don't know, it was a new thing going on, and churches were not flowing in that. So we became a home church. Mm. And that was okay. But I know our intentions were good, and as we tried to be what God wanted us to be, you know, becoming pretty much perfect Christians was our goal. Mm-hmm. And when you have that, you can tend to lose the sight of grace and the perfect gift that God gives you and start focusing on your actions. And that's what we did. We kept trying to be holier and holier in our actions, but not examining our heart. And what happens is it just got uglier and uglier. We started, you know, I don't feel like God wants me to do this anymore. I'm really feeling sinful, you know, and TV is becoming a problem, so no more TV. You know, I'm feeling really vain, so I don't think God wants me to wear makeup anymore. And, you know, I feel like when I wear this kind of clothing, it makes me feel like I'm, you know, sinful. So, you know, I'm causing people to sin. So I think that I should wear long dresses and, you know, and then you start looking at the scriptures that tend to look like at first glance that they mean don't do this. You know, 1 Corinthians is full of scriptures that you can take legalistically. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and pretty soon we were judging each other and judging and within our, we were an island unto ourselves, and everybody other than our group was doing, mm-hmm. you know, was all in sin, and we were the only ones that were trying to be holy.
And of course, one of the challenges here is certainly we're told not to do anything that would cause a brother to stumble. And you know, and I've thought about that before as far as where you, you know, where you draw that line, because you're right. As Christians, we need to accept the freedom in Christ to, you know, not try to bind ourselves to a bunch of legalism. But, you know, we've talked about this before. If, Lynn, when we went out to dinner together, we had a glass of wine.
Yep.
Okay. And it was nice to be able to relax and have a glass of wine together. However, if you and Mark considered it sinful to drink alcohol, mm-hmm. and we'll say you were a struggling alcoholic even, we'll say,
right.
okay, I would not have ordered a glass of wine in front of you because I wouldn't want to do something that could then cause you to stumble and fall into either A, an addictive behavior like alcoholism, or B, to be tempted to do something that you consider to be sinful. I would rather you first recognize your freedom in Christ, that that's not a sin if you have a glass of wine. You don't want to get drunk. Drunkenness is a sin, but drinking a glass of wine is not. So in that's why it's how I tend to look at this is we don't want to ignore our desire not to cause a brother to stumble. We first want them to see the freedom in Christ that they have on some of these kind of legalistic issues. And it sounds like that's kind of where you're coming from.
Right. I suggest that you not flaunt your freedom with people that are uncomfortable
right.
with it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, hang on just a second. We'll pick it up from there. More with Lynn Suzak. The book, again, folks, is entitled First Wash the Inside. It's from Zulon Press. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Email me your comments, bob@crawfordbroadcasting.com.